been so hungry, eating my old hand. I've been so thirsty, my mouth had turned to sand. All these things are, baby, I'm telling you are true. But the worst day of my life, worst day of my life is when I met you. I've been so tired, I couldn't open my eyes. I've been down in the well, I couldn't see the sunshine. All these things are, baby, I'm telling you are true. But the worst day of my life, worst day of my life is when I met you. When I met you. I've been so sick, the doctor thought I was dead. Been so down, baby, I couldn't get out of bed. All these things are, baby, I'm telling you are true. But the worst day of my life, worst day of my life is when I met you. Oh, the worst day of my life, worst day of my life, the worst day of my life, the worst day of my life is when I met you. When I met you. I met you. When I met you.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by Mr. Big Ron Betts, who is a great singer, songwriter, performer. And Ron, we want to talk all about the music and what you do. And first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and where your love and passion for music comes from.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. I was born here in Orlando, so this is nice being home and being able to stay home and do what I love. When I grew up in a musical family. My dad, my mom, a lot of my aunts and uncles, cousins all play instruments and sing, so there's a big history of that within our family. But the biggest influence had to be when I was 10 years old. My dad took me to see B.B. King in concert. And that turned it around for me completely. I was bitten. Since then, I've played in several different bands here locally. I toured with Up With People for a year, touring around the world, 7 different countries and 38 states. Trying to spread a good message and play a lot of good music. I've got some great opportunities, and right now I'm doing my thing and just playing as much music as I can, trying to make people smile and maybe have a drink or two.
Oh, that definitely sounds like a plan, Ron, there. And speaking about doing your thing, so tell us a little bit about what your thing is. I mean, as far as the type of music that you play.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a blues man. That's my native language. That's where my heart and soul is. But I can play a lot of other things as well because my personal musical tastes are vary. I love reggae. I love ska. I love new wave, 80s, 90s. I get turned on to some of these really cool bands that are up and coming that I'm listening to. Like, for instance, right now I'm listening to Panic at the Disco. I think they're not brand new, but they're a nice band that I really enjoy what they're doing. So my influences come from all over the map.
Oh, fantastic. So you kind of consider your music kind of a little bit of fusion of everything? Or
yes. I try to take the stuff that I like to listen to and take it out of my head and bring it out to the people. So it's not going to be exactly the way you hear it on the radio or the way it's on the CD or whatever, but it's going to be my interpretation of whatever it is. whatever song it is, it's going to come out sounding like me.
Wow, and that's definitely the key. And so, Ron, that's what's great about these this music is that a lot of this, and we'll talk about this, is cover music. But when you put your own style on it, it becomes your own song.
Exactly. I don't want people to go, oh, that's just the way I heard it on the radio. Because you could just listen to the radio. You don't have to come see me and to get that same experience. I want you to come in and go, wow, I've never heard that song done that way before.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's great to hear. And we're talking about that you do a lot of, you know, the cover music, and, you know, you have your own style. And you also have some original music that you work on. So, like we were saying before, you kind of try to sneak in those, original songs with the covers.
Right. Yeah, I try to mix them in because it just seems like people want to hear the stuff they're familiar with. But they want to be challenged a little bit, too. So I don't try to hit them over the head with it. But I do play my own original songs. Sometimes I announce it. Sometimes I don't. I just play it and see how people react. And if the crowd really gets into it, then I'll say, hey, by the way, I wrote that. And you should, you know, listen to it more often.
And exactly. So the question I have for you, Ron, is you know, we know that there is, you know, a lot of bars, clubs that do, you know, have a lot of tribute and cover bands, and there's also a lot of bars that have original music. Mm-hmm. So I mean, do you go to these original music bars and people that will shout, "Hey, that's a cover! No, don't play that."
Well, even at some of the original music bars, they don't mind if you do a cover or two.
Right.
Because it does kind of, it's like a crowd pleaser. Hey, I know that song. I can sing along to it. I'm familiar with it. I'm comfortable with it. Whereas the rest of the show, you'll be challenging them with what you play and what you do. And they may not know it or recognize it, but they're going to love it. You know, it's just, you want to give them something they can relate to as well. I go to both types of bars and listen and play. You know, if I'm in a bar that prefers more original music, then obviously that's what I'll give them and give them as much of that as I can and sneak in some covers that are unique.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, Ron, for people that maybe haven't heard some of these, you know, these covers or these songs, and you have your original style, you mentioned that they all, mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to immediately, you know, sing one song one way, and then immediately it's going to be a whole different style. I mean, it's all going to be you then.
Yes. It's very, basically, it's always going to sound like me. It's always going to be my interpretation of whatever it is I'm doing. And, you know, most people seem to like it. Nobody, I haven't had a beer bottle thrown at me yet, so I guess I'm doing okay.
Oh, okay. And we want to let our audience know that Ron is here holding his guitar, and a little bit later we'll be recording music. So your primary instrument is the guitar. Are you in the guitar that for most of the time, or do you sometimes perform with a band? Or
I do have a band also. I have a three-piece band. And Big Ron Trio, and then I also have a duo, which is the Big Ron Duo. I try to keep it simple so I can figure out what I'm doing at any given time. But whenever I'm playing, it's with the guitar, and then I sing also.
Oh, okay. So I guess the question is, Ron, you mentioned that you have yourself, a duo, and a trio. So, I mean, I'm sure you do some of the same songs. So, I mean, is there, like, we have to play differently if there's less instruments, or you just play the way you play for all these groups?
You do have to play differently when you're playing with another person or two other people, or however many other people, just because there's a conversation that's going on between all of you musically. You have to kind of listen and interact with those other people, whereas when you're by yourself, you can do pretty much whatever you want, and you're the only one that's gonna mess up or make it great. So you have that flexibility when you're by yourself. I do play differently on my own because I'm trying to fill in more space. When I have the band, they fill in a lot of the space that I would normally fill in by myself, so it allows me a little more freedom to play different things when I'm playing with the band versus when I'm playing solo.
Okay, Ron, now as far as playing with the band, do you do your original songs with the band too? Or
We're just starting to do the original songs with the band just because we didn't have a drummer for a while. We were kind of had a rotation of drummers going, and now we've finally settled in on one good guy who's ready to learn the originals and get sorted in with that. So we'll start doing those with in the shows really soon.
Oh, because, you know, I asked that because I'm wondering how exciting is it that, you know, you have your vision, you know, as it's your original song, and then how all the parts then start to come together, and it's like, wow, this is something, huh?
Well, the amazing thing is I have my vision for the song, what I think it should sound like. Then other people get involved, and they expand it so much. They add to it, or they say, hey, instead of doing this right here, why don't we try this? And it makes the song so much better. Some people write in a bubble. They write by themselves alone, and that works really well for them. I tend to write better, though, with other people contributing to it. I'll come up with the germ of the idea, but to make it grow, everybody adds their own touch to it, if you will, to make it a really excellent song.
Oh, okay. And now, Ron, as far as recording these songs, have you recorded, I guess, yourself and then with the band yet, or...?
Not yet. I'm going to try to record them with the band. So now that we finally got the drummer situation taken care of, we can get started on that. So we'll start rehearsals and get that going soon.
Oh, okay. Ryan, we'll talk about this in our next segment, too. But now, as far as performing, you perform in the general Orlando area? Then?
Central Florida, mostly downtown Orlando area. So like Baldwin Park, that sort of area. And then also over on the coast in the Melbourne area. And then Dr. Phillips. Basically, anywhere that'll have me, I'll show up and play some music.
Okay, that sounds good. Ron, okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. My guest today is big Ron Betts, who's a great musician and performer. You're listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And stay with us for our next segment.